What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks also can be heard on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Anchor, and many other major platforms. On today's episode, I want to give you all a man's perspective on physical beauty with an ugly spirit. That's a man's perspective on physical beauty with an ugly spirit. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. I want to take this time to thank all of you for supporting Avery Speaks podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for subscribing. This is my 22nd episode, and I have been enjoying this journey, and I will continue to bring you positive content that's going to continue to empower and uplift our families and communities. So I want to dive right into this episode, because many of us men have conversations about our beautiful women often. And of course, we speak about how beautiful you are and how intelligent and smart most of our women are and how sweet they are. But we also speak about the beautiful women on the outside that have ugly spirits and ugly attitudes on the inside. And that's something that men of substance usually have an issue with. And when I say men of substance, I mean men who are doing something positive in the world, who are successful, who are trying to do the right thing. And what often happens is that when we meet a woman that is physically beautiful, we will acknowledge that, and the conversation starts. And when the conversation starts, her attitude and spirit will be very ugly. So to that man of substance, when that conversation is happening, the outer beauty that that woman possesses is gone now, because to that man, that outer beauty becomes unattractive because of her ugly spirit and ugly attitude. So there is no attraction anymore, because his mind isn't stimulated. You know, his body isn't stimulated anymore because of the conversation being a turnoff, and his soul is definitely not stimulated because of the conversation. So, you know, many people will say conversation rules the nation. That holds true for men and women, because a man enjoys stimulating conversation also. So beauty is not overpowering to a man of substance when the attitude doesn't match the beauty, or when the spirit doesn't match the beauty. The narrative that many of us men would hear from a woman who is physically beautiful, but maybe has an ugly spirit or an ugly attitude is that she will say that men are intimidated by her, or men are afraid or just too weak to be with her, and that's why she doesn't have a man or is in the relationship at the moment. And that's not true always. First of all, I have three daughters, so I don't want them with weak men at all. So I can understand that point. But being with a weak man or a strong man, that's a choice. But in order to have that choice, you have to have both of those options. So what happens oftentimes is that woman may meet a man that's a strong man, that's a man of substance. And what happens is that during the conversation, that man of substance is probably turned off from the ugly spirit or the ugly attitude. And when he decides to turn the other way or walk away from that situation, it's not running away. It's not out of fear. It's not out of being weak. It's because he made a choice that woman is not for him, and that energy is not for him. So I think, you know, the narrative about men being weak, that's why I'm not with one. You know, there's plenty of good women out there, and there's plenty of good men out there. And it's up to us to draw the type of person we want to us from our spirit, from our energy, you know, from our mind, from our intellect. So, you know, I would beg to differ that that's mostly the case, that men are too weak to be with some of these women who say those statements often. None of us are perfect, men or women, and many of us have been through traumas in our lives that kind of encourages the behavior that we have as adults. And what we both need to do, men and women, is sometimes if relationships are not going the way we want them to, or we're not meeting the right people, sometimes we might need to look into the mirror at ourselves and think about, is it something about me that I can work on? Is it something about me that I can improve up on that may help draw the type of person that I want to me, that may help draw the type of energy that I want and desire in my life? And we have to do away with, you know, creating negative narratives about each other, because we really, really need to unite as a people. We need to unite our households. We need to have more marriages within the Black community. We need to have more stable relationships within the Black community, because every household that our children are growing up in without their mother, without their father, is some type of trauma that's going on within that child that can impact them in their lives in a negative way as an adult. So we really, really need to improve relations amongst Black men and Black women. We need to continue to work on respecting each other, loving each other, nurturing each other. And once we learn and continue to improve on that, I think relations will be better, and I think we can build healthier households. And that's what's needed for our children of today. Thank you once again for joining me on a great episode of Avery Speaks. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to Avery Speaks podcast. And also, don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 inspirational books. To order autographed copies of my inspirational books, please visit averywashington.com. And also, follow me on Instagram at Author Avery Washington. So until next time, peace and blessings.